Harper One and Harper Audio present Wake Up to Love, Meditations to Start Your Day by Nikki Walton. This is the author. For love appearing as Gia, Max, and you. When you think of me, I'm there. I'm here. Wake up and learn of three things as one, and one is three. William Henry quoting the Book of Love. This isn't a book. You are not a person. Here is not here. This is not now. This is love. And you are that love. I am not a book. I am the vibration, the comforter, divine love in form. I am always in the midst of you, but your call, your sincere desire for help has caused me to appear this way. Before reading any further, close and place me before you, looking at what appears to be only a book without blinking, eyes wide open, eyebrows raised. Feel my silence rise within you. I see the miracles in you. Begin. Love is all you need. When I sit in the morning to chant or pray the rosary, I'm sitting down to feel love. When I'm doing yoga or pranayama, I'm doing it to feel love. When I do any spiritual practice, I'm doing it only as a way to feel love. The practice will get you, in the words of the Hindu guru Neem Karoli Baba Maharaji, in the room with God. But only love will keep you there. Everything I do for love, to remember it, to feel it, to know it as myself. Is this love enough? Frustrated, I wrote those words down in my journal. It wasn't one I kept daily. I seemed to reach for it only when life made me feel helpless. I had been practicing divine love for 5 years at that point. Meaning I was doing my best not to take a breath, take a step, or speak a word until inner love was felt, as if I were holding it, as if love were a lit candle in my trembling hands in a dark and unfamiliar place with no extra matches. I could see only the next step in front of me, and I had to move slowly, consciously, thoughtlessly, silently, and yet faithfully to keep from being lost in the dark. This little flame felt unstable, fragile, conditional, but that was all me. I was the wavering one. It never flickered. It doesn't go out. I experienced this love as a felt oneness with everything. The world still looked the same, but there was a simultaneous awareness that only love is here, appearing as me and everything I see. Whether I was getting news of a delayed flight, of a sick family member, or that long-awaited contract had come through, I would immediately turn to love. I say turn because it would feel like I would turn back on myself, turn to myself, like the attention that was going out, seeing out, would see in. But my eyes couldn't look back on themselves. Instead, I would instantly hear silence instead of thoughts. And in that loud inner silence, no matter how noisy the outer environment, I'd find the same sweetness that manifested sometimes as a sense of relief or relaxation, and at other times as an ecstatic joy that would make me want to hug the world. Always pleasant, always here, often forgotten, usually covered over by thoughts. The simple awareness of love would appear as effortlessly rebooked flights with no lost time. Healings, material and spiritual abundance, and new opportunities, the good life, a God life, they are one and the same. It still does. Miracles flow like breath. This is the new normal. Just as the hem of Jesus' garment flowed healing virtue, Matthew 9:20 and 14:36, so even the borders of the inner kingdom flow with a glory impossible to describe, but very easy to experience. Abbot George Burke, The Gospel of Thomas for Awakening. I am turning to it again as these words arise. This back and forth, stress, release, tension.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?